Hey everybody, welcome back to Let's Talk Otaku. I know it's been a lot of different things kind of been happening, but we are back. It's been probably a little over a month now since I posted, but we're going to get right back on to where we were picking back up. Just kind of going through different animes and different things we love. Kind of getting back into the swing of it and getting back on my schedule with this. I just figured today would just be a little bit more fun, laxed episode. But what we're going to talk about is anime that I find to be overrated. Now, this is not any jabs at anybody's personal stuff. Just these are the shows that I've always found a little overhyped. So let's talk about it. All right, now I should preface this. This episode is not going to be like a hate on mainstream animes or anything like that. Obviously, I'm not a huge like shonen watcher, but I'm not going to say shows like Naruto or even Dragon Ball Z and so on are overrated shows, even though I feel like sometimes they might have overran their course and maybe could have condensed some of their material. I wouldn't say that they're overrated. I feel like they deserve the hype they get. They definitely deserve the fans they have, and for the most part are usually well-written shows, even if they're not necessarily my thing. A lot of people would say like JoJo's is overrated. I actually really like JoJo's in the writing, but in general I'd say that show isn't overrated specifically because of the work it does. It's actually a good flowing series, the fans are super loyal to it, and it deserves kind of like the love that it gets. So this isn't going to be like me pointing out like mainstreams. I'm actually going to pull a little bit more niche on some of these just because my point is that people either overhype these shows, I've gone and watched them and been very underwhelmed, or just thought they were just cheesy in general. So without further ado, let's hop right into it. So the first one we're going to talk about that I've always found overrated from launch was Darling in the Franxx. Now, I know a lot of people are going to be like upset because this is probably somebody's favorite waifu of all time, but not only was the pacing of the story, in my opinion, very sloppy, very unbalanced, and not to mention about halfway through the season it felt like they gave up on their entire story just to jump in, throw aliens at us, and do random weird stuff. Overall, the characters' like personalities were cardboard. Like, there was not really anything in the show that made me attached to anybody. You have Zero, like, for a little bit she's got kind of a personality and you understand why he's into her, but then of course that goes out the window and she just becomes nothing. Great video to watch on this is Gigux Darling in the Franxx in I think 5 minutes or 7 minutes. It's a little, like, abridged little one-shot thing he does, just kind of the whole series. And I feel like it accurately captures it. It has so many plot holes, and I do not understand how it got so much hype for, in my opinion, how bad it was. But that's me. Next is a little bit older. And I will give this. This is one of the first big breakout sports anime. So I can't judge it too hard, but Kuroko no Basket, in my opinion, is overrated. Now, again, I do have to give it credit that it is one of the first big breakout sports anime that most people have watched nowadays, and you could even attest some of its writing to the writers of like Haiku and different stuff of how they were able to use that, or even Blue Lock now. The difference is because it's an anime and we're watching a sports anime, yes, we do want to watch sports, we do want to watch them be good at something, but we're not actually watching a normal sport. We're not watching a real sport happen in life. So yes, while you might be rooting for somebody, if you go to a normal football game like right now, let's say you go watch the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Baltimore Ravens. Besides being like a huge fan of them and maybe following a few of them on Instagram, you're not necessarily caring about the actual, oh, I wonder how their parents are doing right now or different stuff. You're not really doing that. You're going to enjoy the game. Not saying that those people are important. That's what my point is, though, is when you go to a sports event, you're usually watching the sport, you're rooting for your team, and that's it. Kuroko Basket does that, and I feel like that's a problem. Because unlike it, shows like Haiku, shows like Blue Lock, shows even like Free, do such a phenomenal job of showing the actual character story. It's not just about, hey, this is a good team, hey, they're going to finals, hey, they're doing a great job. It's a lot more about the actual relationship. And in the very beginning season of the show, they kind of do that. You get between the main characters kind of this strife. They kind of argue and bicker about being on the team and kind of whatever. But when you see shows like Haiku or even Blue Lock, and you can see how a good version of that is done, it'll make you go back and watch that show and be like, oh, this was kind of very underwhelming. So I felt like, I'll give it the credit that, yes, it is one of the first top-selling sports animes that kind of started that trend, but as far as writing goes and character development goes, very underwhelming. Now, this will be on some people's lists, and this one is also a little bit more niche, but this was a big one when anime started really popping up on Netflix. This was like the big one everybody was talking about. This was Kakigiri. Now, just say that you get your rocks off, okay? Like, not to be crude or anything, but obviously this writing is very piss poor. Very piss poor, and they pretty much just use the etchiness of it to really reel in their fan base. And that's hot take, if you will, but it's not very good writing. I mean, the concept was cool. Hey, there's underground gambling. Hey, this is going on in this school. It wasn't even really good at showing the games they were playing or like making it intense. If anything, it felt awkward if your parents walked in the room while you were watching it. Very, very silly anime to me, not very well done. It actually would have been better, in my opinion, if they had made it a comedy and like went way over the top with the characters like that, but then it was like an actual comedy. It had a lot more joking and a lot of stuff going on. They didn't do that. Okay, there's another one, and I will say I am kind of, I was a little bit of a fan of this show when it first came out, and I was kind of keeping up with it, and I say it's overrated, underwhelming, just because it had a cool concept and it never really did anything, and that is K Project. Some of you might know it from the Neko girl who's on there. She was one of the more famous kitty cat girls, if you will. But the show is one of those shows where it kind of launches you into the world and you don't really know what's happening, and it's up to you to kind of start figuring things out as it goes. Who are the actual good guys? Who are the actual bad guys? Kind of what's going on. There's different gangs that are kind of going on and different. It's kind of a lot to explain. If anything, I feel like it's a Kingdom Hearts of anime. Like, it's got so much weird stuff going on that it's hard to kind of keep track of. And because of that, I think it's overrated. A lot of people love it, but then if you ask them, hey, can you give me the simplified version of the plot of this show? They'd be like, nope. Like, there's not. It's so intricate and like almost overwritten that any of the cool things about it, you really find that you're just watching yourself like go brain numb. You're like, oh, blue guy hit red guy, cool. Like, because it's so hard to actually keep track of what they're fighting for, what they're doing. It was super funny. Me and my brother actually watched the movie when he came out, and I will say the movie actually kind of fixed a little bit more of the plot holes and did stuff, but I feel like it was too late at that point to kind of save the show. But that's me. All right, now I know I'm going to get hate for probably the next three. But number one, and I will stand on this hill. Nobody can change me on this hill. But number one of these three is Tokyo Ghoul. I'll probably lose subscribers for this. That's okay. I understand. This is a lot of people's things. Now, I'm not crapping on you for liking the show. I understand it. Underdog, intense fighting, crazy scenarios, overcoming odds. I get it. It has a lot of potential. However, This show was completely made edgy just for the sake of being edgy. They didn't honestly really develop or build on why the ghouls are there. They didn't really build on the more important things you're about. You really just get, oh, this guy sucked into this world. That kind of sucks. And you're rooting for him the entire time. And to be honest, he has about as much personality as a cardboard box. To me, the coolest plot of the entire show, which, spoilers, if you're going to watch the show, skip past this a little bit. But spoilers, when you find out that the barista, bartender, whatever you want to call them, they're technically a coffee shop, so it would be barista, but the guy who's running the coffee shop, who's like taken him in and helped him and other ghouls, you find out that he's one of the like big boss ghouls. He's the owl. And there's all kinds of cool story and stuff kind of going on there. Or I should say there would be a lot of cool story going on there, but they pretty much just drop it in your lap. He dies, and that's kind of the end of it. So I tried watching it. I've watched this entire show twice, trying to like really get into it, because I had a lot of friends who loved it. And it just was cheesy. I felt like shows like Parasite did a better job of this crazy world, kind of getting into it. I feel like that's the other problem. It's like some of these, you just have far better shows that are doing the same thing or better. And so, like, even on Cade Project, you had Durada, which did a phenomenal job. You kind of thrown in this world between all these different, like, little gangs that are going on. And then you just, like, slowly unwrapping the show. And it does a better job of it all being tight-knit together than this did. And meanwhile, you've got shows like Parasite, who kind of have the same thing. This guy's been taken over by this parasite. He now has to live with this and kind of figure out living in this world, kind of taking down these other bosses and stuff. And it was just a better show. It also had a lot more passion in it and a lot more feeling than I felt like this show did. I felt like this show really wanted to take your hand and like kind of show you what they wanted versus other shows letting you do it yourself. Just my opinion. Okay, now I grabbed this one because this one will always pop up on the list. If you ever look up the list for like saddest animes to watch or slice of life, sad animes, whatever. Because you know, sometimes you want those like nice, passionate, somber stories, okay? I'm not doing that. I myself of shows like that, like I'll enjoy Your Lie in April. I really like Your Lie in April. It's a very beautiful story, and it has some somber tones to it. But this one, I felt they tried too hard and they didn't do a good enough job with the main character for me to really resonate and feel with him. And that could just be me. I'm sure there's some people who are really passionate about this, but March comes in like a lion. It was, and maybe it's just because of the game they're playing. Oh, great. The game's going to escape my hand. It's the one that kind of looks like chess, but they have, like, the rectangle arrows. Oh, man, I had it in my head. Does he say it on here? No. Anyways, but he's very intelligent and plays these board games. And I mean, it's very passionate about the entire sport. He goes to actual like professional games of it. It's how he kind of makes money, is playing these games. He meets people along the way there. He gets kind of taken in by certain friends. It was so hard to resonate it with it. And it's like what he's like struggling about money and the social anxiety. I don't know. Just for me, just being who I am, I guess, it was hard for me to watch it and, like, really feel the pity for him. Like, now, the stuff he had with his family, obviously, I felt pity for that. That was rough stuff. They did good writing on that. But the way that they kind of write for him to cope and the way that he, I guess, kind of gets better, because he doesn't even really get better. He just gets less sad. Like, I don't know. I thought the writing was kind of stale. It's a heavy dialogue because there's obviously it's not a lot of action, so it's a heavy dialogue anime, and I felt like the dialogues were very weak. Unlike if you take shows like, I don't want to use Your Lie in April because music, like I've said in the past, is kind of a whole different thing as well, so that's kind of an unfair advantage. But if you take shows like Plastic Memories, or you take even movies like Your Name or A Silent Voice or these other things which have these actual undertones of these like horrible emotions and feelings and getting over those hills and actually being able to become part of society again, you actually felt the journey, like you've understood what's going on with the character. I didn't really feel like this with Marsha Comes In Like a Lion, and maybe that's me, and I'm sure that I'm probably getting a little hyped for that, but it just wasn't for me. I thought it was a little overhyped. Okay, now the last one. And I know a lot of people, especially because I've even quoted some stuff from this show, are probably going to give me some lip on in the comments about it, but that's fine. This is my opinion, not yours. And this one goes again for, in my opinion, just not great writing. I thought it had the perfect concept. I thought it was a super cool story, just for the writing to be super mid. In fact, it also, and I wonder if it would have been better had they stuck closer to what the actual manga was versus the actual show, because they changed a lot of things between the two. But we're talking anime here, and it's Akame ga Kill. Now, I understand a lot of people love this show, cherish this show, and there's a lot of stuff going on. And I've watched the show a couple times. And the problem, one of the biggest problems, this was a show that could have dealt heavily with having a second season. There's a lot of spoilers on this show that I'm about to say, so if you want to watch the show, turn this episode off right now. But we're going to get right into the show, and I'm going to spoil a lot. For those who have watched the show, you know that pretty much every character dies. The problem with that is you lose impact on the death of a character when you can, after episode 2 or 3, already guess just by watching the show, like, oh, okay, everybody's going to die. Like, when you're killing off a character every episode, not only are you jipping anybody, like any mystery you have in your writing, you are also jipping the relationship that the watchers and viewers are getting with these characters in the show. When they killed off the Scissor Girl in like the 2nd or 3rd episode, I didn't even like know her as a character. Like, I didn't really care. I was like, oh damn, she's dead. Oh, that sucks. The only characters that you get a slight care for are, I want to say her name's Chelsea, if I remember right. She's the one that gets her head spiked, because she kind of comes in and they do a lot of building on her, even though it's only like an episode or two, but they do a lot of character development and building on her to where you feel the impact of that. You get a slight feeling like that for Mine, just because they have a whole episode where they basically go shopping and show that they're in love with each other. And that's kind of it. You could kind of say maybe Bro, just because he was kind of a Chad and you're like, oh damn, I liked him. But even with Mine and Chelsea, like, you're not even given enough like character like development with them, in my opinion, that it was like even that impactful. It might have been impactful than the rest, but it was still not much. And it kind of sucks, because the entire show is an entirely cool universe. There's these different assassin weapons that they have in this world that they've all been spread. They're trying to overthrow a government that has been suppressing its people. They're basically a revolution they're trying to overthrow. And because everything is so rushed and so quickly done with each of these characters, it doesn't like feel anything. Like, I don't have any relationship now with these characters. I was just like, okay, they're pretty much just pawns in a game. You just throw them against the wall and hope you can check their king. For those who don't know, Tatsumi is not really in the main manga at all. He was written into this show because The actual writers thought that since they didn't have Tatsumi a like more main protagonist, that the viewers wouldn't have taken interest in much. So Tatsumi, on top of all this, is just a thrown-in character to really kind of get you as a viewer moving and give you some glue. That's one of the reasons that he himself doesn't really have a whole lot of personality besides, you killed my friend, let me fight you. Which, I mean, most people in that position are going to be like that, so there's nothing really setting him apart from anything. The original writings, Akame is a lot more highlighted in the story. You're seeing about what's going on in the camps with her and stuff, and you're seeing a bunch of stuff. Definitely worth the read. You should go read it for sure, and you can see kind of how different it is. But regardless, either front, it's not even that I'm upset that they changed the work. I'm upset that they didn't put in the work with the work that they created. If this had been a 2 or 3 season series, which I would have preferred it, it would have given you more time to build these characters, actually show the different relationships these people have, and it would have been more impactful every time we see somebody die. I'm not saying that everybody needed to live or everybody needed to be killed different. I'm saying that the deaths were not significant for me to, like, be like, oh, wow, don't kill them. Like, it just felt like kind of a cop-out cheat. They're just like, it felt like if you've ever played D&D and you're playing with the DM, and I've done this too, so I understand. and you could tell, like, they had a very big concept for a character. Like, this NPC is a barmaid, but she's from this. She's wearing a, like, specific ring, and there's lore going on about it. And if you dig deep and doing it, and then the party just kind of, like, it's just like, ah, you know what, we're not really interested in going that. And you can just see that the DM's like, well, all right, cool, bug it. Like, just throw it to the wall. That's how it kind of felt with these characters. It felt like they had so much potential to be so impactful just for them to show up for an episode and get pretty much tossed like yesterday's garbage. So, again, these are my opinions, so please take it lightly if you're going to trash me in the comments. But those are just the shows that I feel like are overhyped for what they are. But we're going to get back on this kind of bi-weekly schedule, so keep an eye out for these episodes. Also, we got some great reviews on some of the skits that we did recently on Instagram. So if you're not on my Instagram, check out the Instagram. We are going to be doing a little bit more fun skits because it's something that me and my siblings really enjoy doing anyways. So they had sent me a couple of some ideas, and I just kind of performed them. It was a lot of fun. So keep an eye out for some of those. And that's Let's Talk Otaku. Put in the comments any videos you'd like to see next. All right, catch you later.